Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. Dubai has been a favorite destination for Indians to park tax-evaded funds and at times proceeds of crime. And its popularity for this has been because Dubai is a tax haven, a zero tax regime, and it has also had a liberal banking regime. No questions asked for money coming in or going out of the country till very recently. It is only in recent times that if bankers find a suspicious transaction that they do ask questions, not as many as are asked in countries like India, and they do a basic due diligence, but the spirit of the country remains freedom for money coming in and freedom for money coming out of Dubai. It is for this reason that not just Indians have patronized Dubai as an investment and entrepreneurial destination, but also those from various other Southeast nations, African nations, Middle East nations, and also Central Asian nations. It has been a favorite entrepot as well as a favorite tax haven in this part of the world. It is for this reason that Indians have invested money profusely in the real estate of Dubai. Merely between 2013 and 2017, official figures say, or official estimates say, that the investments by Indians in real estate in Dubai has been to the tune of 1 lakh crores. That is a sizable amount invested, and a lot of it could be out of illegal sources. Just in the first 3 months of 2018, the investments of Indians in real estate in Dubai has been to the tune of 5,000 crores. While the earlier investments were primarily known to be made from tax-evaded funds violating the FEMA laws, with the liberal regime in India of late, the experience or the perception is that these investments would now be made through legitimate disclosed sources, but that's not what it was in the past. This tendency to invest money in other nations is a very common tendency globally. It's not just Indians and Indian corporates who wish to do that, but so is the case even with US corporates. US corporates, American companies are expected to have parked a sum of $1,500 billion, $1.5 trillion into nations abroad for reasons of taxation, better investment and better business opportunities. So American corporates, also like Indians, have invested money in the likes of Switzerland. American corporates hunt for tax concessions and invest in those territories, like Google has invested in Ireland, which gives it a very concessional tax regime. Indians have been no exception. But unlike Americans, or unlike American corporates, which are said to have legitimately invested abroad, the history of Indian investments in territories like Dubai so far has been the reverse. It has been more out of illegitimate means. And the reason for that used to be not just the tendency of Indians to evade tax and get away, but also the regressive tax laws of the regressive foreign exchange laws of India, because of which you could not make investments abroad. Even the best of corporates used to struggle to make investments abroad because foreign exchange laws were very restrainful, regressive and restrictive. About a decade ago, times changed. You can now invest money abroad officially. You can now buy property in the likes of Dubai, London or wherever you wish officially, provided you declare the investment and go through the official banking route. In recent times, they say that it is these kind of outflows that have been happening from India, because not only have laws become much tougher, but it is also because nations are sharing information. India now receives information from more than 100 nations of investments or interests of Indians in those countries, and action does get taken. In fact, it is because of this that tax havens like Switzerland have been losing out business, because even Switzerland today shares information with India, not just about legitimate investments, but even about illegitimate or illegal investments that may have been made by Indians into Switzerland. The news is that the Income Tax Department at the moment is investigating investments made by Indians in Dubai's real estate. The Income Tax Department is in possession of data to the tune of some 7,500 properties bought by Indians in Dubai, and it is investigating whether they were disclosed legitimate investments and they were not illegal investments by evading taxes or by evading India's foreign exchange laws. Such kind of information, as I said, is coming from various countries over a long period of time now. And for the CBDT, investigating the funds of Indians abroad, the investments of Indians abroad, properties of Indians abroad, which could be out of illegitimate sources, is one of their prime areas of investigation and action. Once it is found that an investment abroad was through illegal means, and the Income Tax Department has got data, it is also shared with the likes of Enforcement Directorate and the money laundering authorities. And a person faces huge prosecution, huge penalties, and for sure, action against them from criminal agencies like CBI and ED. So, Dubai deals remain under investigation. They are under focus. And it means that more and more such investments, if they take place, they will be out of legitimate disclosed sources rather than what happened in the past. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.